In the Western world, insects have often been seen as a pest or something gross and unwanted. But this is not the case in Japan. And we're going to learn all about what insects mean to the Japanese today in Insects for Fun, episode 84. But really quick, it was brought to my attention that clicking the star to rate this show on Spotify no longer works. And I realized that if you want to rate this show as a Spotify listener, you now need to click the three dots next to the show and then select Rate This Show. So go ahead and do that now before we jump into Japan's world of insects. In Japan, insects have always been a source of inspiration in both visual and literary arts, and it's no wonder why. So many insects are delicate, ephemeral, and make beautiful sounds, like the Japanese bell cricket, which was often housed in wooden cages and can still be purchased in pet stores today. Here's a fun fact for you. When purchasing insects in Japan, they often give you a pair and have the genders separated by a plastic wall. You can breed them if you want or keep them separate. My friend in Osaka bought a pair of rainbow stags, which laid many eggs, and I'm currently raising 6 of their offspring, which you can see in some vlog videos on Patreon. So, where does this respect and admiration for insects come from? And why has it been so deeply rooted in Japanese culture? To answer this, we need to look at Shintoism. Shinto is an ancient and indigenous religion found in Japan, which holds the belief that all natural things contain a spirit or god. This can be extended to other things, including non-natural objects, but we only care about the living things for today's purposes. It's also a religion with a strong focus on harmony between people and nature, which can be seen in many areas of Japanese life today. In literature, insects are often used for the creation of haikus, which are short-form poems. Each one must contain a word associated with a season, and more often than not, an insect is used as a substitute. Butterflies and ants are used for spring, cicadas and fireflies for summer, and in the autumn, crickets are often used. Now, aside from literature, there are many hobbies related to insects shared by both men and women, starting from a young age. In Japan, it's common practice for kids to go out and collect insects with their parents or friends. I've seen this a lot, actually, at parks, and it's also done for field trips at school with younger kids. When working in Hawaii, there were many Japanese girls who actually came to visit the insect museum, claiming that their fathers either had or still have insect collections in their homes. People in Japan are introduced to the wonderful world of insects at a very young age. And yes, I do mean wonderful, because insects and pop culture here are not placed in a negative light. There are so many books and resources for children and adults about insects that are purely educational. Because as you know, the world of entomology is genuinely fascinating. But of course, insects also appear in comic books and animations, as both heroes and helpful creatures. Insects are also featured in arcade games and trading cards. How cool is that? One popular arcade game is called Mushi King, which literally translates to Insect King, and it's a fighting game where you battle opponents using different kinds of beetles, and your beetle's attacks are dependent on the species of beetle that you use. In fact, this arcade game made it into the Guinness World Book of Records for the highest number of tournaments played. Beetles in particular are a pastime for many people in Japan, and as a result, beetle-related games and activities are often fostered and encouraged by parents. Japan makes it so accessible for everyone as well, no matter where you live. Every summer, home goods stores / home centers, dollar stores, and of course pet stores offer everything you need to get started raising and collecting beetles, including live beetles themselves. Even in Tokyo, far away from natural forests, you can go to a pet store or home center and pick up a variety of beetle species and all you could need to care for them. You know the series Pokemon, right? Well, we would have never gotten that if insect collecting wasn't a thing in Japan. The creator of Pokemon, Satoshi Tajiri, was a big insect collector as a child, and he actually wanted to be an entomologist. His friends even called him Dr. Bug. Now, as a teenager, he became fascinated with arcade games, and that's when he realized he wanted to make a game based on capturing and collecting creatures. But video games aren't the only way to get excitement from insect collecting. In Japan, there is the well-known hobby of beetle wrestling / bug battles. This is essentially sumo wrestling, but for beetles. And it's even televised. Basically, insects are put on a log or stump or other circular ring, and the goal is to have one beetle push or lift the other out of the ring. If the beetle flies away or crawls out of the ring on its own, that's a disqualification. There's also a national rhinoceros beetle tournament held in Nakayama, where rhinoceros beetles race against each other to climb a pole about 2 feet high. And yes, people do train their beetles for these events, using various means and methods. Japan's love of beetles isn't without a cost, though. You see, people have such a mania for beetles that many get smuggled in and sold for incredibly high prices. I'm talking up to 100,000 USD kind of money. The beetle trade is very alive and well in Japan, but the country fears for unwanted invaders that might make their way into the ecosystem. Many beetles are actually shipped into the country, and I actually had a conversation about it with a man who owns a beetle shop that I frequent in Osaka. He told me the real money is in the beetles that get imported illegally from other countries. That being said, in recent years, Japan has loosened its restrictions on the imports of exotic beetles, perhaps because the people higher up also have an interest in the rare and exotic species found elsewhere. It's not just about beetles, though. As I mentioned earlier, you can also purchase crickets as pets, and insects that could sing were actually put in the animal trade business in the 18th and 19th century as musicians alongside birds. And that's gonna wrap up today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed it, and as always, make sure to rate and hit that notification bell / follow. If you want to support the show in other ways, you can check out the Patreon page for vlogs, bonus episodes, merch, and more. Your help goes a huge way to helping grow the show and make it possible for me to continue researching and putting out content. Lately, I've been incredibly busy with a new job, but I hope one day this podcast can fully take over that role. If you want to message me, you can do so at insectsfordummies@gmail.com or reach out to me on the Instagram page. Links to everything will be in the show notes. And thanks again for listening.